For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. President Barack Obama is in Alaska. The president will be witnessing the changes from global warming in Alaska firsthand. Since it became a state, it lost more than 3 trillion tons of water from melting glaciers. Sea ice has dwindled, and it has warmed by more than 3 degrees. He'll be touring the state for 3 days and discussing climate change with local and international leaders.
I've been looking forward to this for a long time, not only because Alaska is one of the most beautiful places in a country that's full of beautiful places, but because I'll have several opportunities to meet with everyday Alaskans about what's going on in their lives.
But Obama is sending a mixed signal. On the one hand, he's pressing for global action to combat climate change. He says one of the ways America is leading is by transitioning away from dirty energy sources that threaten our health and environment, and by going all in on clean, renewable energy sources like wind and solar. But on the other hand, he gave Royal Dutch Shell a final permit to drill into oil-bearing rock off Alaska's northwest coast for the first time in more than 2 decades. He defends himself, saying in the transition period, our economy has to rely on oil and gas, and he wants to rely more on domestic production than foreign imports.
Still, I know that there are Americans who are concerned about oil companies drilling in environmentally sensitive waters. Some are also concerned with my administration's decision to approve Shell's application to drill a well off the Alaskan coast, using leases they purchased before I took office. I share people's concerns about offshore drilling. I remember the BP spill in the Gulf of Mexico all too well. And that's precisely why my administration has worked to make sure that our oil exploration conducted under these leases is done at the highest safety standards possible.
Environmental groups don't buy it. They worry about spills. They say companies haven't shown they can respond to accidents in harsh conditions like those in the Arctic. That's where floating ice could hamper cleanup operations. They want to keep the oil in the ground and not tempt the environmental conditions, which could hinder the response to any potential spill. Neil Lawrence of the Natural Resources Defense Council says Arctic drilling sends a terrible signal to the rest of the world. We've got to stop giving them the license to go exploring by permitting Shell to do it. Obama is the first sitting president to visit the Alaska Arctic. He kicks off his visit today with a speech to international leaders at a State Department-hosted conference on climate change and the Arctic. Meanwhile, on Sunday, the White House announced it's changing the name of Mount McKinley, the highest peak in North America located in the Alaskan mountain range, to Denali, which means the high one. Alaska natives have been calling it Denali all along, and this is a move by the president to show solidarity with the natives as he arrives in Anchorage today. And finally, Oliver Sacks, the neurologist and author of The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat and many other books, died on Sunday at his home in New York City. He was 82 years old. Last month in the New York Times, he revealed he had cancer. He said in the time remaining, he would no longer pay attention to matters like politics and global warming because they are no longer my business, he said. They belong to the future. I rejoice when I meet gifted young people, said Sacks. The future is in good hands. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.